Welcome to Ancient Words, the Bible study podcast from Red River Ministries. We invite you to get your Bible and a notebook and join us in this study of the Word of God. If you are not able to follow along in your Bible for some reason, that is okay too. We go verse by verse through the scripture we are studying. It is our hope that this Bible study will encourage you in your walk with the Lord. Now, on to today's study. Hello everyone and welcome back. Before we begin today, let us pray. Father God, we thank you for another opportunity to come together. We thank you for your word. Continue to prepare us for the road ahead as we take these first steps into a new study of your word. Help us to know you more through your word, through your Son, and through the Holy Spirit. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We are about to embark on a journey together that is going to take us through several chapters in the book of John. This is going to be a rather long study, but it is one that I am hoping we will all be blessed by when it is over. Now, I have taken the time to break this study down into its different sections. With that being said, including this introductory section, there are a total of 24 total sections that we are going to be looking at through this study. And that means that one of three things is going to happen. First, I'm going to get partway through this study and give up and move on to something easier. Second, it is going to take us 24 months to get through this study if I'm going to be consistent with the monthly schedule. Or third, I'm going to be able to take one step closer to my ultimate goal of a weekly Bible study podcast and be able to release two sections each month and get through this study in 1 year like is on my calendar to get done. Now I hope you can all see which one is on my heart to be able to do with this study. I have looked forward to doing this study for a long time. Now I just haven't been able to do so in this type of setting with others going along with me. I have, of course, studied this material on my own several times. I am not starting out fresh and pulling everyone else along with me. The truth is, there is so much richness and depth in these chapters that needs to be brought out for all of us to learn. So yes, we will be in the same portion of Scripture twice a month for an entire year. By the end of this year, however, we will have covered 4.5 chapters of some of Jesus' most intimate teaching to the apostles and his most heartfelt prayer over them. Before we begin, however, I would like to give you a little background as to where we are, what is happening, and where we are going. First and foremost, we will be going through what is commonly called the Upper Room Discourse found in John's Gospel. We will start in John chapter 13, verse 31, and go all the way through the end of chapter 17. Jesus and the disciples have gathered together for one last meal before the crucifixion. They have had what will be their last supper together. Jesus has just washed the feet of his disciples and revealed to them who it is who would betray him. Now he sits down and gives some of the most important teaching concerning the life we are to live, the Holy Spirit's work in us, and the revelation of the Father through the Son. He also prays for the disciples, not only those that are there with him, but also for those who would come to believe because of their words. It truly is one of the most remarkable passages in all of Scripture, and only John records it for us. As we look through the book of John and compare it with the other gospel accounts, we see there are differences and there are similarities. These differences have gained John a lot of criticism over the years, but we need to remember that John is writing to a different audience and for a different reason than the other gospel writers. John is writing to believers who have come from a Jewish background, much like Matthew, whereas Mark and Luke write to believers from a Roman or Gentile background. Also, John is writing with an evangelistic purpose. The reason he is writing is so that the Jewish people can come to faith in Jesus as their Messiah. Let's look at John chapter 21, verses 30 and 31. or excuse me, John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31. He says, "Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." John also addresses the fact that there are differences between his accounting of Jesus' ministry and the other accounts. Look at the last verse of John chapter 21. He says, "Now there are also many other things that Jesus did. Were every one of them to be written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written." See, all these people who claim that John should not be included as one of the Gospels should look at this one verse and then shut their mouths. If everything that Jesus did were recorded for us, it would literally be an information overload. Our minds would not be able to comprehend or even imagine it. I hear the arguments all the time. Mark was the first one written, then Matthew and Luke just copied his Gospel and added their own stuff. John's Gospel is too different to really be considered trustworthy. The original manuscripts are lost, so we do not know what the Gospels said originally. And how can the Bible be trustworthy when it was written by men? On and on the questions and complaints go. But let me try to answer some of these and others in a few simple statements for you. Now, while there is no definitive proof that Mark was written first, yes, those are the oldest manuscript copies we have. Matthew, Mark, and Luke do have similar structure and flow, but that is to be expected. All three of these men were educated in the Greek educational system. All three of these men were taught to read and write in similar ways. Yes, Matthew is Levi. He was a Jew, but also a Roman, so he was allowed to be educated in the Greek schools. Is it possible that Mark was written first? Of course it is possible. Mark's Gospel is the written account of Peter's teachings. Matthew was one of the apostles who wrote his own eyewitness testimony. Luke gathered eyewitness testimony from those who lived in Jerusalem, Galilee, and the surrounding area. John was also one of the apostles and wrote his own eyewitness testimony. Matthew wrote to the Jewish people as an historical record and to prove that Jesus is the Messiah. Mark wrote to the Gentiles as an evangelistic message. Luke wrote to Theophilus, and by way of reason, to the Gentiles as an historical record. John wrote to the Jewish people as an evangelistic message. As for copies of the manuscripts, yes, there are some errors in the copies. What we have are handwritten copies that have been handed down through centuries, copied many times. Errors have occurred in the many times that they have been copied, but not so much error that the message has been compromised. A letter may be different here and there, which can change a word, but there are ways to determine the correct word. That is why we need multiple copies of the manuscripts, so that we can compare them and determine which word is supposed to be used in that situation. It is also why it is a good idea to compare multiple versions of the Bible when you do your own personal Bible study. Different Bible translations use different Hebrew and Greek manuscripts based on which manuscripts are available to the translators at the time. I will often compare up to 6 different versions of the Bible as well as the Hebrew or Greek when I am studying a particular subject. When we compare John to the other 3 gospel accounts, it is, as I have already stated, a different type of writing. John wrote to share the good news about Jesus Christ and his life, death, burial, resurrection, and his ministry to the Jewish people. Remember what we read earlier in John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31? "Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." When it comes to the argument that Gospels being written by men and therefore not trustworthy, there are a few problems I have with this line of reasoning. First, the 4 Gospels are actual eyewitness accounts, in the cases of Matthew and John, or they are compiled from actual eyewitness accounts in the cases of Mark and Luke. Now, I have already gone over where the gospel accounts come from, so I will not try to repeat myself too much. Second, if the gospels were identical, they would be less reliable as witness accounts. It goes back to the reliability of eyewitness accounts. You see, in the legal world, if eyewitness accounts are too identical, their reliability is called into question. If they are exactly identical, they are almost immediately thrown out as untrustworthy witnesses. Therefore, since the gospel accounts are not exactly identical, their trustworthiness as eyewitness accounts is actually strengthened. Finally, it is a matter of faith. I believe the gospel accounts are not just written by men, but they are written by men being led by the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, they are not scriptural. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says, "All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work." If we believe that the Gospels, all four of them, are Scripture, then we must also believe that they are breathed out by God, not just written by men. If they are Scripture and they are breathed out by God, then they are also profitable to us for teaching, reproof, correction, and training in righteousness. Therefore, we must not neglect the study of the Gospels, all four accounts, in our regular Bible study. They are the only accounts from eyewitnesses of the very words of Jesus Christ during his earthly ministry, and give us a unique insight into his inner circle of disciples in ways that we would not have otherwise. John's Gospel has long been one of my favorite books of the entire Bible. When a person first comes to faith in Christ, I always tell them to start reading their Bible in the Gospel of John. It is one of the simplest to understand and yet the most complex books of the Bible. The passage we are going to be studying is one of the most intimate times in the lives of Jesus and his disciples. It is the final night that they are all together before Jesus is crucified. These are the words that will ring in their ears as they learn what has become of their beloved teacher in the days following. Our next time together, we will begin with Judas Iscariot leaving the room and Jesus beginning to really get into the heart of what he wants to tell his friends. Let us pray. Father God, once again, we are thankful to be able to study your word together. We thank you for the opportunity to come together and learn of you through the words of your Son. May this be a fruitful year where we learn more of who you are and what you would have us to do through this study together. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Come back in 2 weeks for the beginning of this study together.
Thank you for joining us for Ancient Words, a Bible study podcast from Red River Ministries. We would like to invite you to go to our website, www.redriverministries.org, for more information about the ministry. You can find links to our books, blog, store, and many other resources on our website, as well as a link to donate to the ministry. Also, if this podcast is a blessing to you, please leave us a review on whatever app you use to listen to us. This will help others be able to find us in those apps and be a blessing to them as well. Thank you all, and may God bless you.